Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk, the devotional. We're glad to have you listening today. Today we're going to talk about submission and marriage. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Submission and Marriage by Amanda Eidelman. Genesis 2:18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." The story of the relationship between men and women goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. At the start of human history, God created Adam and the animals. God quickly realized that Adam was in need of a helper because the animals just weren't quite cutting it. Genesis 2:18 says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.'" God created Eve, that long sought after helper. While helper sometimes can bring to mind a weaker being, the Hebrew word in this passage of scripture is Ezar, which in the Hebrew Bible was only used in reference to a superior or equal. As time goes on, the relationship between men and women grows more complex. Sin and death enter the human story, and suddenly this equal partnership becomes more difficult to maintain. In Genesis 3, one of the many consequences of Adam and Eve choosing to be like God by eating from the tree of knowledge is that woman's desire will be for the man, and he shall rule over her. Genesis 3:16. It is in the garden that a struggle between men and women enters the scene. Men and women now have to strive to be the perfect pair God intended male and female to be. Since then, God wrote a book intended to be a guide for how to live our lives. God is love, and his word is filled with advice on how to best love the people he has placed in our lives. Submission in marriage is a part of that relational advice God gives us. The Hebrew word for submit is a verb meaning apply, serve, present, be, bring near. What a beautiful definition when applied to marriage. We have to apply effort to our marriages. We have to serve one another in love daily. Our marriages only are able to thrive when we commit to being present in our communication with one another. And marriage is all about being near to one another, sharing all the details of our days with one another. Submitting to our spouse when the Hebrew definition applies feels like the recipe for a thriving marriage relationship. The Bible talks a lot about marriage. The church is called the bride of Christ, which makes a strong connection between God's amazing story he is writing through history and the marriage that we are living out in our homes. God is a relational God. He wants to be in close communion with us, and he knows we need each other to find peace and joy in this life. Ephesians 5:21 through 33 says, "Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. These words help us understand that it is through service to one another that our relationships thrive. We don't get far when we approach others with obstinance, pride, and selfishness. When we become followers of Christ, we live submitted life. We submit to one another, and ultimately in all things, we submit ourselves to the leadership of Jesus Christ. Submission can almost feel like a bad word because it has been abused and turned into a justification for inflating the superiority of one gender over another. This was not at all the truth that God tries to impart to us through his word. His truth is about partnership, service, love, respect, intimacy, and more than anything else, it points us to the truth that he is the essential piece of the puzzle of marriage. Intersecting faith and life. Submission looks like serving one another with love. It requires a culture of love and respect in our homes. And most of all, we need God's help to follow the instructions he has given us for our marriages. What is one act of service you can perform for your spouse this week? How can you affirm your spouse so they feel loved and respected this week? Pray daily that God gives you the strength to humbly work together as one unit with your spouse. Further reading, check out Galatians 5:13 and Ephesians 5:21 through 33.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.